Hallelujah. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Hallelujah. Let there be a bit of stillness here today while we dig into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ made certain statements on several occasions. He said, mind how you hear. Mind how you hear. Praise God. He said, so him that has, more will be given. To him that has, more will be what? Will be given. Hallelujah. So it's your ability to hear what the Spirit is saying that causes you to inherit the abundance that God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want us to realize that God has given us His Spirit for one purpose. You know what that purpose is? If you turn quickly to the book of First Corinthians, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, neither ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that what? That love Him. But God has revealed them to us by what? By His Spirit. Amen. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but by the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we have received the Spirit, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that God has freely given to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's stop there. Now what Paul is saying here is that the Spirit of God was given to us to know things. Hallelujah. Amen. To know things that God has freely given to us. Amen? Amen. It is this knowing, it is the understanding, it is the awareness that brings the healing to the church of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is not just given for you to speak in tongues. It's not just given to you to put bread on your table. You know that? The Holy Spirit is given to you to receive the deep things of what? Of God.
Hallelujah.
It is given to you to have an understanding, insight into the mind of what? Of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more just the understanding of a natural man. No more just the understanding of the mortal man of this world. But the understanding of what? Of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you can walk like what? Like true children of what? Of God in the midst of a perverse generation.
Hallelujah.
It is the Spirit of God that what? Empowers me. It is the Spirit of God that does what? Enable me to walk and to fulfill the very will of God upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, I cannot be a good man. I cannot walk holy. You see, I cannot please God except I receive of what? The Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God will teach me all things so that I don't walk like an ordinary animal. You know, some people, when we walk as normal men, everything that is in your mind is what you will eat. Isn't it? What you will wear. How you get a house, isn't it?
Yes.
And how to survive. That is all. Just like an animal, you know the animals in the forest? The animal thinks of what? What we eat, where he will lay his head, and that's all. You see, but God has given us the Spirit so that we cannot walk like animals. We walk as what? Children of God in a perverse generation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has empowered us. The Bible says that Jesus said you shall be what? Empowered from above with the spirit of what? From above, the spirit of God. Hallelujah. That empowerment gives you knowledge. Hallelujah. That empowerment causes you to walk with a transformed mind. You know what Paul says? Be renewed in your understanding. Be renewed in your minds. Praise God. There is a renewal. This is what they call born again. You begin to walk as your father. No more as just a carnal man upon the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. You begin to be transformed into the nature of your father. Do you know your father is spirit? Do you know God is spirit?
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is spirit. And those who will worship God will what? Hallelujah. You worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. He has given us his spirit so that we can fulfill this requirement, so that we can walk in the nature of our Father who is a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Now I'm going to go very deep. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that everybody died in Adam. All men died in Adam. Do you know that?
Yeah.
It's written in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 21. Hallelujah. How many of us read our Bibles? How many of us read our Bibles? Amen. Shake your body, man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 How many of us read our Bibles? Very few hands. Man, you know what? I love you because you are sincere. I expected everybody to raise his hand. Amen. You see, we have to learn how to fellowship with God on an individual basis. Do you hear me?
Yes.
God does not want people who will be coming to pastor every Sunday. Pastor, pastor, pray for me. Pastor, lay your hands on me. Pastor, I have this problem. God wants his sons to go into maturity. Amen? And how can you go into maturity? It's by communing, by having fellowship with what? With God. Amen? You have to open your Bible. Amen? Not just when you come to church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not on Sunday morning that we dust the Bible. We have to open the Bible. Hallelujah. We have to meditate on the Bible day and night. Meditate on the Word of God day and night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what will give us what? The victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 21. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For since by man came what? Death. By man came also what? Resurrection of what? Of the dead. For as in Adam all what? Die. Even so in Christ shall all be what? Made alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Do you know that we all died in Adam? Hallelujah. We all died in what?
Adam.
Hallelujah. You see, when you go out to the street today and you see men walking on the street, they are not necessarily alive. Do you know that?
Yes.
You know, death is a spiritual phenomenon. See, in the biblical sense, death is not just when you put somebody under the ground and bury him. See, all men died in Adam. It is a spiritual death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are dead, do you know anything?
No.
Can the dead see?
No.
Can they hear?
No.
Hallelujah. Amen. That is how people walk when they are walking in the ignorance of the mystery of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But the evangel, that's the gospel from heaven today, is revealed to bring what they call an awakening. An awakening in what? In the church. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Have you heard of resurrection? Resurrection means to what? To awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because in Adam, all men what? Praise God. Now that is why some of us struggle with sin. Isn't it? That's why we have a sin consciousness. That's why we struggle with certain things in life. It's because we are dead in our sins and trespasses. Praise God. Because if we know who we truly are, you will know that you are the image of the living God. Do you hear what I said?
Yes.
Look at your neighbor and say, you are the image of God. Look at your neighbor and say, you are beautiful. Say, the Lord made you perfect. Hallelujah. Somebody look at the person and say, this one, the Lord made this one perfect. No. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
We do not look on the things that are with the physical eyes, but we look by the eyes of the spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Truth is truth, and truth cannot be distorted. Hallelujah. When God created man in the beginning, the Bible says that God created man in his image and in his likeness. Show me in the Bible where God created the devil. Show me in the Bible where God created a sinner. Show me in the Bible when God created somebody that is not perfect. Hallelujah. God is light. He is perfect. God cannot out of himself bring forth darkness. Hallelujah. Somebody asked me, like, why am I like this now? Why am I going through all these things now? Because we died in Adam. Hallelujah. We died in what?
Adam.
In Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the time has come for what? Awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Awake thou that sleepest. Turn quickly to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter, that's chapter 52. Are we there? Isaiah 52. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The holy city. For henceforth shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself, hallelujah, from the dust, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughters of Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, who is the new Jerusalem? Who is the Jerusalem? Who is Jerusalem? You are the Jerusalem the Lord is talking about. You are the city set upon the hill. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The city set upon the hill is the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
When the Apostle John saw the new Jerusalem, it was upon a hill, high mountain. And Jesus Christ said that word, you are that city set upon that hill. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the light of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. But you must what? Awake. Awake from the dust. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know when Adam transgressed? You know Adam went to sleep in the dust. Have you heard of dust you are dust to return to? That is Adam going to sleep in the dust. That was Adam in the state of transgression. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Adam was generated by God, the Bible says that Adam was perfect in the Garden of Eden, isn't it? In the Garden of Pleasures. Hallelujah. Adam had fellowship with God. Adam knew God as Father. Hallelujah. How many of us today know God as Father? Very few people really know God as Father. You can say with your mouth, Father, Father, and a lie. Hallelujah. Very few people know God as Father. Amen. If you know God as Father, you will not fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you know God as Father, you will not think of tomorrow, what you will eat, what you wear. Because you will know that the Father is with me. Hallelujah. And anything I ask my Father, He does for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Adam lost that license. Adam lost that knowledge of who he truly was. Adam lost the knowledge that he was the Son of God. Hallelujah. And he died because of that transgression. Adam descended. The Bible says, dust you are, and dust you what? You return to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look around you today. Us men are sleeping in the dust. Dust talks about vanity. It talks about carnality. Hallelujah. Praise God. Men have been what? Subjected to what? To vanity. That's why you have bitterness, competition, strife, hate, murders, fornications, adulteries, all the kind of disorders you see in this world. It's because of man is asleep in the dust. Hallelujah. But the hour has come, brethren.
Hallelujah.
Awake.
Amen.
That is the word of the Lord to the church today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Awake into the reality of your true image in the likeness of God. Hallelujah. If you think that you are flesh and blood, you are asleep. Hallelujah. If you think that you are what? Flesh and blood, you are what? Asleep. Praise God. Because your father is spirit. Amen. Your father cannot give birth to flesh and blood. Your father begs spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. There has to be a renewal in our minds so that we no longer walk according to the course of this age. Hallelujah. But we walk according to the course of the ages to come in Christ. Hallelujah. There has to be a renewal so that we are no more conformed to this world, but transformed according to that age that is to come in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Walking no longer as carnal men. Because the Bible says that if we live carnally, we die. Isn't it? Praise God. But when you live according to the Spirit, you reap what? Eternal life. Hallelujah. That eternal life is the life that Adam lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. When you begin to awake, you begin to realize that you are pure spirit. Amen. You begin to realize that inside of you, hidden inside of you, is somebody that is created perfect, holy. Amen. It's not a drug addict. He's not a fornicator. He's not a liar. Amen. He is just and perfect. Hallelujah. Praise God. John the Apostle said one thing. He said, Jesus Christ is the light that lighted every man that comes into this world. Amen. Jesus Christ is the life of every man in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul says that Jesus Christ is the image of what? The invisible God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he came to stand here upon the earth as a kind of example. Amen. That is why he says the Father wants all men to see him. You know what they call a campione? A model. Amen. An example. The Father wants all men to see Jesus with unveiled eyes. Eh? Praise God. Because Jesus Christ is not a man. Do you hear that? Jesus is not flesh and blood. Eh? Do you know that? Do you know that he appeared for a moment with flesh and blood? He appeared 2,000 years ago. Paul said that even though we've known Jesus after the flesh, we no more know him so in that manner. Praise God. Jesus Christ said what? Before Abraham, I am. He's telling them that before even the Hebrew nation came out, I am. Praise God. He says, I've been there in the Father from the beginning. Hallelujah. Doesn't common sense tell you that everything that is physical came out of the invisible? Doesn't common sense tell you that anything that you see in this world came out of something that is invisible? So Jesus Christ is what? Is spirit. Is invisible. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he has come to bring an awakening in us. Hallelujah. So that we can know that the way he is the way we are. Hallelujah. If you want to walk in the purity and in the power of the Son of God. Hallelujah. We must begin to awake from the dead. Begin to awake right now where you are. Praise God. Allow the voice take a hold on you. Praise God. Now, this was the message that God was trying to pass over when he gave the testimony of Lazarus. I want us to realize that when you are reading the Bible, you don't just read the Bible like a storybook. Praise God. You see, the Bible is a deep book containing mysteries. Mysteries not just for knowledge, Forget knowledge. Mystery is there to awaken you to truth. Everything in the Bible testifies of Christ. Everything in the Bible comes like a parable. You know what they call a parable? When you see a parable, you have to go beyond, dig deeper. Hallelujah. Now, the ordinary carnal fancy of the world, we read the Bible like a storybook. You see, he will read the miracles of Jesus and he will not understand what Jesus Christ was trying to say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The miracles of Jesus have spiritual significance. Amen. If Jesus Christ was coming to heal the blind person here, to give the, you know, spit in the, you know, on sand and make mud and anoint the eyes of a blind person, he's doing that to teach us something. Praise God. Because we became blinded. You know that we became blind?
Yes.
We became blinded in Adam. We became blind so that we did not even know our left from right. See, so now he has come to anoint our eyes. Amen?
Amen.
To give us the correct eyesight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we can begin to see truth. Begin to penetrate the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when your eyes are open, you will, lust will no longer have power over you. Do you know that? You know, people are blinded. See, they are blinded with the vanity of this age. See, people have become, you know, the God, the belly has become the God of people. See it? People have become worshippers of the creature more than the creator. Because of the darkness that is in their mind. Hallelujah. The vanity that is in their mind. Praise God. Paul says that we are alienated, that is, we are cut off, separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in our heart. Praise God. And he prayed that the Lord will enlighten the eyes of our understanding. So that we might know. That we might what? Know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now that is the anointing that is occurring right now. As you are hearing this message. He's anointing our eyes right now. So that we can begin to see once more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blindness and death are the same thing. The person that is dead, can he see?
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has a message through Lazarus. I'm going to briefly pass through that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lazarus is a message that can preach for 2 days. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Lazarus was dead. 3 days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ knew that Lazarus was dead. Isn't it?
Yes.
And Jesus Christ made one statement. He said, our friend Lazarus, what? Is what?
Sleeping.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Our friend Lazarus is what?
Sleeping.
He is what? Sleeping. Lazarus is what? Asleep. Now, you see, in a spiritual term, when somebody is asleep, it's the same as being dead. Because when you are asleep, you cannot, you have lost all awareness of all reality. Amen?
Amen.
Some of us are just struggling day and night, struggling because we don't know who we are. Because we are what? Blinded, you know, in our deep sleep. That's why we suffer the things we suffer. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Many of us are suffering today because of ignorance. God has given us everything complete. He has made us perfect. He has given us the power and everything, but we are all what? Asleep. But the hour is coming and now is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where people want to hear the voice of the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And those people who are asleep in their graves will begin to awake.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's not talking about that graveyard out there. He's talking about the graveyards out here in the world. Amen. People who are asleep in the death of Adam, they begin to hear the voice of truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam was what? Lazarus was what? Asleep. Hallelujah. And you know, the disciples thought that maybe he was asleep and all that, but Jesus Christ now explained to them, man, our man is dead. 3 days. And when Jesus Christ got there, they were all crying, oh Jesus, if you came, oh, this man wouldn't have died. And Jesus Christ asked, does it matter? Do you believe that he will rise? He can arise again? Do you know what she said? Yes, I believe he will arise in the last day. Hallelujah. You know, that was a Hebrew belief. You know, the Hebrews believe in a last day, a 24-hour last day where everybody will wake up from the grave. But Jesus Christ said, I am what? the resurrection and the life. I am what? The resurrection and the life. 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 I am the life. Hallelujah. That is the only life that there is. Hallelujah. I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is a big mystery here, a big revelation here. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am the resurrection and the life. That is Christ. I am the resurrection and life. And that is something we're going to understand very soon. I'm going to explain what he meant by that. Amen. Now, he went towards the grave, the tomb, because you know the tomb in those days, like a cave. You know what a cave is? A rock. They put the body, dead body. He was wrapped up in, you know, clothes. The face covered, the hands bound, you know. They tie everybody down and all that and put them in the caves in those days. And there was a big stone that they placed over the gate, over the door of the tomb. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ walked up to that place and said, remove away that stone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And the Bible says Jesus Christ did one thing. He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Lazarus, come forth. I want us to realize that all those steps are prophetic. Praise God. All those things that are written in the Bible are prophetic. It's a parable. Hallelujah. And we are beginning to understand what the parable means. Hallelujah. Because that man that was sleeping in his tomb represents you and I. We are in our dead state in Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we're hearing the voice today from above that is saying, awake. Awake thou that sleepest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Awake you who are sleeping in the tomb. And comfort. Comfort into the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Some people say that this thing is impossible. How can I comfort into that image of God? How can I comfort into that perfection? Hallelujah. The whole world is dwelling in tombs, in the graveyard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody said, how can I make it? This was the same question Mary asked. But the body is already smelling. 3 days in the grave. The body is what? It's smelling. How can you do this? Hallelujah. Some people think that your situation is hopeless. Hallelujah. I tell you the truth. There's no situation that is beyond God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Because God is able to quicken the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was the same God that was able to quicken the womb of Sarah to bring forth the chosen seed, isn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sarah was what? 90? 90 years old. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That is, oh, I'm sure by over 50 years, the whole body has broken down. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Man, you have to praise Abraham. Must have had faith. You have faith to go and stay with that kind of woman. Amen.
Amen.
You know what I mean? She must have been old. Amen.
Amen.
And it takes Abraham's faith to go and have intercourse with a woman of 90 years. Amen. If you know what I mean? Hallelujah. Because he believed God was able to turn around that situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That is the power of the resurrection at work. Hallelujah. In the days of Ezekiel, the valley of the dry bones, the Bible says that the bones were dry. No life. Hallelujah. And God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live again? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God said, breathe. Hallelujah. Breathe on these bones. And they all came back to what? To life. Hallelujah. The Lord is breathing on his people today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And he's bringing forth what? A quickening. Because that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead works in his people today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is working in the people individually, one by one, today, right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That same power that worked in Jesus is bringing equipment and causing the people of God to awaken back into their true image, which is the image and likeness of God, so that they can display the perfect attributes of the Son of God upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the Bible says that you are the light of the world, you are the light of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If the Bible says that you have been redeemed and called to be kings and priests, you are kings and what? Priests unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And you are the generation called to declare the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Lazarus, comfort. It's a voice calling you today to comfort. Comfort from material living. Comfort from the graveyard of humanity. Comfort from the vanity of this age. Comfort from the ignorance that is in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And come back into the light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lazarus did what? He came out, isn't it?
Yes.
The Bible says that his hand was bound. Says was, you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jesus Christ said what? Loosen him. Loosen him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Him that his son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has given us the power to escape the corruption that is in this world. He has given us the power to escape the sinful nature. Hallelujah. He has given us the power to escape all the things that have bound us to a dark age. Do you know that? Some of us are tormented, worried with problems here and there. I tell you, just hear the voice of the Lord thunder in this hour. Hallelujah. Now you see the reason why it's very important to have fellowship with the Lord, to hear the voice of God. You know that? See, you see, church is not just coming to on Sunday and clapping and hey, and shouting and singing. God is not interested in that. Let me just tell you. He wants his son to hear. Amen. God wants his son to do what? To hear. To listen. Amen. Mind how you hear. Mind how you hear. To him that has, none will be given. Mind how you hear. Hallelujah. Salvation comes by what? By hearing the word. Hallelujah. Not just any kind of word, eh? Amen. But talking of hearing the word from above. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Lazarus came forth, loosing that cover that's over his face. You know, there was a handkerchief. Amen. When there's a handkerchief, let me use the Bible, please. 1 minute. When there's a handkerchief over the face, do you see me?
No.
You can't see anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what a veil. You know what they call a veil?
Yes.
Isaiah talks about a veil over the nations. A veil. A covering over the nation that is what is being destroyed. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Upon the holy mountain of the Lord. Praise God. And he sets his people free. Hallelujah. You shall know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free. What is truth? What is truth? What is truth?
Jesus.
You hear what he said? What is truth?
Jesus is the truth.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the what? Is the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the life inside of you. Amen.
Amen.
Paul calls it Christ in you. The hope of glory. Amen?
Amen.
Christ in you. What it means that to you to recognize the Christ in you is what will catapult you to your glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you seeing the secret here? Do you think that you are just destitute, ordinary people? Abandoned? No papa, no mama? Do you think you are just ordinary people going to struggle every day to how you eat, how you go put food for table and all this? Everything struggle day and night. Struggle. And you never rest. Look, you are sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Father wants the people to awake. You cannot exercise dominion. You cannot exercise the power that has been bestowed on you from the foundation of the world except you are awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I said awake. Awake. Thou that what sleepest. Awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The hour has come to awake and to receive the voice of truth undiluted. Hallelujah. Praise God. Awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, awake.
Awake.
Hallelujah. Awake.
Awake.
Hallelujah. Paul says, awake from the dead and Christ will what? Give you light. Awake from the dead and what? Christ will give you light. So you see, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. When you are awake from the dead, you will discover that you are beautiful. You are perfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will discover that the work that Jesus Christ did is the same work that you do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Things will begin to happen in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You see, we are all progressing in the faith. But I tell you the truth, we've seen strange things happen in our ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. These strange things happen, things that, you know, we thought, I'm ashamed to say, if I say that years ago, people will say I'm blind. Why? Just simply because that potential is in every man. Jesus Christ, you see, the mindset of God is different from the mindset of man. God wants everybody to know that he can do what Jesus Christ did. You know that? God wants every child to know who he is. The authority that he's giving you from the foundation of the world. That's why the Bible says that God gave what? Man in the beginning, all power, yes. Dominion.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. God gave man what? All power, all dominion to rule. Not to be dominated. You know some of us are dominated. We are dominated with lust. Dominated with what, you know, the elements of this world. But he has given us the power to what? To rule and to what? To reign. He has given us power to walk upon the workers. Hallelujah. Just like Jesus Christ did. Amen. Praise God. Now when you are awake, there's something that happens. I'm going to round up. Praise God. How many minutes have I spent? Eh? Okay. I'm going to round up something right now because along with awakening comes something.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we listening? Yes. Are we listening? Are we listening? God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. Hallelujah. We read Isaiah 52, which says, awake, awake, Jerusalem, see it, holy city, shake down, shake thyself off the dust, you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Another scripture says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Ascend to the high mountain. I'm going to round up with Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. Are you there? I looked and behold, a lamb stood upon Mount Zion, with 144,000 having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps, and they sang as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and before the elder, which no man could learn. Hallelujah. But the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth, hallelujah. These are they which have not defiled themselves, women, they are virgins. They follow the Lamb wherever it goeth. Hallelujah. And they were redeemed from among men, being first fruit unto God and unto the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Hallelujah. Now these are scriptures you have to go back and what? You have to go back and do what? These are scriptures that you have to go back and do what? Read. Read for yourself. Amen. Read for yourself, because if you have a pastor, the pastor is to lead you. The shepherd leads you to a place, isn't it? The shepherd does not lead you to himself, but he leads you to the place of maturity. You see it? You have to learn to fellowship with the Lord, because this thing I'm sharing with you, there's a pastor in Novara. I met him, you know, years ago when we were young. I met him years ago in Ghana. I lived briefly in Ghana. In Accra, and this pastor, I met him in Novara. God opened a door for me there, and he used to know me as a very naughty boy, you know, taking papa's car out, going out to nightclubs and all that. And when he heard some of these words, he has been a Christian from when we were young. When he heard, look, the guy's life turned around. Today, he's every day is reading, study, and he has so grown in knowledge. And the grace of God is all free over him. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is somebody who wants to progress in the things of God. Hallelujah. God wants his sons to progress. He doesn't want baby. Do you like to have your baby just even grow?
No.
You want your child to grow to maturity. God wants his children to grow into what? Maturity. Mature sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the picture we see upon Mount Zion. 144,000 is a symbolic number of those who are redeemed. Amen. The Bible says that they had the Father's name upon their what? Forehead. It means the nature of the Father, the nature of God. That is the mind, the forehead of your mind. These people, they have been transformed and they now put on the nature of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these ones are redeemed from among men. They have come out from the graveyard of humanity. These ones are awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And they are without fault before the throne of God. God wants a generation that is going to walk in this glory and in this power. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants a generation that will walk in this glory and this power. And you are that generation. Aren't you?
Yes.
Are you that generation?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, there is something that you note. The Bible says that the disciples follow Jesus. I mean, the 144,000 follow the lamp wherever it goes. Amen. And they are what? They are virgins. Amen. They are what? Virgins. And somebody said, but this one don't disqualify me. Man, if you are physical virgins, I won't be preaching here. Hallelujah. Amen. Virginity talks about people who have not defiled themselves with this world. They have divorced themselves from this world. And they have kept themselves only to the Lord. They are married to the Lord. Amen. Are you ready to divorce this world? Are you ready to divorce yourself from the vanity of this age? Jesus Christ says, if you cannot live all for my sake, you are not what? You are not worthy of my name. You are not worthy of this glory that you people are hearing today. Hallelujah. You are not worthy to walk as a son of God, a light in this generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Let the people come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Like Lazarus, begin to hear the voice of truth. Hallelujah. Let the Father thunder in your hearts and begin to hear truth and comfort by faith. Hallelujah. You begin to comfort right now by confessing Christ in you. Hallelujah. Confess. By your confession, you shall be what? Saved. Begin to confess Christ in you. You know what Paul said? It is no longer I, but what did Paul say? It's no longer I, but hallelujah. What's our sister's name? It's no longer nice, but hallelujah. Amen. Our sister's name there, Rachel. It's no longer Rachel, but hallelujah. Our brother there, Moses. It's no longer Moses, but what?
Christ.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It is Christ in hallelujah. Christ in you. That is your identity. Hallelujah. That is the resurrection. If you are awake, it is Christ walking in you. Because Christ is what? The resurrection. If you do not know that is your true identity, you are what? Asleep. You are dead in the sins and trespasses of Adam. Hallelujah. But the hour has come to what? Awake. Hallelujah. Father, we glorify thee. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Break doors open. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let the people comfort. Let's stand up, please. Hallelujah. Let the people comfort in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let them comfort in the name of Jesus. The power of the resurrection is working in the people right now. Hallelujah. That same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is working right now in his people in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let the yoke be broken. Hallelujah. Let the chains begin to be broken off the souls of people. Let the people go forth into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We command the spirit of wisdom and revelation to sweep across this congregation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation that they may know the hope of their calling. Hallelujah. That they may know the hope of their calling. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let there be healing. Visions. Hallelujah. Father, show them visions. Show them revelation knowledge. Flash into their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We exalt you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord. As we were concluding the prayer, the Lord showed me a waterfalls, you know, being poured in every soul in this premises. A mighty fall right now. Everybody is being blessed under this waterfall that is coming from above. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Receive it. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Receive the flow of the Spirit.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah. We'll see you the next time. God bless. Thank you.